14th of November in 1918. It was then and there enacted that most memorable scene, when 100 men from Chalice Town, all gallant, brave, and true, along the highway hurried down to the Battle of the Falloon. Marching along 100 strong, a brave and gallant crew, a blood in their eyes to do or die at the Battle of the Falloon. And the forces of the enemy were counted by the score, advancing at a distance of 60 miles or more, coming nearer, ever nearer, through all that dreadful day. But the closest that they ever got was 60 miles away. But rumor after rumor of their coming grew and grew, until some other rumor proved that rumor was untrue. Heard that they were coming by auto and by Ford, with all the guns and bootleg that they could crowd aboard. And they were mad as blazes and vowed that they would shoot as the quickest way to settle the question in dispute. And many a hero trembled and shivered in his shoes as he vividly remembered the dreadful Mackey Booze. They swore that it was poison and would kill at 90 yards. And so the captain shouted to double up the guard. There is an auto coming, an excited lookout roared. Then a last thing approached, it proved to be a Ford. And the captain then commanded, right about and shoulder arms. And he gave a solemn warning to beware of false alarms. There were generals by the slews, and colonels they were many. Captains they were quite a few, but privates were not any. And there were deeds of daring performed upon that day. Yes, even though the enemy was 60 miles away. When the day was darkness, I spoke a tall mule skinner, saying, "Fellers, I'm not afraid to die, but I hate to meet my dinner." And though nobody died, they say, or at least no one was buried, the devil himself might be today if Mackey had not tarried. They said that they were a-coming, and that hell would be to pay, but there were spies that kept them wise, and so they stayed away. And we're peace-loving people, and the world is now at peace. Was Mackey right to force that fight? Well, yes, in a pig's valise.